So I'm standing in the small mammal department of a pet store, waiting for the manager to come and give me a rundown on hamster nutrition when I see my boyfriend coming towards me down the aisle. And I can actually just see the top of his head over this massive box he's carrying. And inside is one of those like palatial hamster habitats, you know, the kind with like the deluxe lookout tower and the 10 feet of brightly colored detachable tubing. And now everyone in the store thinks we're like this dual income yuppie couple that's trying to make up for the fact that our parents would never have bought us this kind of overpriced pet paraphernalia. And they're right. Because we totally decided that our little hamster was going to have everything that we never had, so. this wasn't even our first pet together, right? Like, we started small 3 or 4 years earlier with a fish. His name was Felix. He was a little catfish. We got him at one of those chain pet stores where you can, like, pick your fish out of the tank. So I just selected our new pet, and I'm waiting, and the teenager they have in charge of the aquatic department comes over with her little net, and she's, like, trying to scoop him up, and she can't quite get him. And then when she gets him out, he's sort of, like, tangled in her net, so she can't flop him into the plastic baggie they've given me to, like, transport him home in. So she just goes in there with her hand. She, like, pulls him out, chucks him in, so I'm holding this bag, like, did you just break my fish, you know? And so it was traumatizing for everyone involved, and we were understandably disappointed. So we did what all parents who are disappointed in their first child do. We had more. So we got Felix 3 little friends. We had a black molly fish that my boyfriend named Amma. We had a goldfish named Baxter, and a tequila sunrise guppy who we named Jose Cuervo. Or JC for short. I guess we had sort of a history of elaborate pet homes too, because we kind of tricked out our fish tank, right? Like, so we had a little He-Man action figure in there, and I made this really fancy reversible backdrop fashioned out of like Velcro and premium wrapping paper. It was really sweet. But the new digs and the new posse were not enough to sustain little Felix, and he died. Yeah, it was really sad. It was our first pet, and so, you know, I made him a little, like a little tiny burial shroud. Like, he was really small, so he was really small. We had a little ceremony, and we buried him under a tree so he could, like, re-enter the cycle of nature. And he actually re-entered the cycle of nature a little sooner than expected because he was promptly dug up by a dog and eaten. Also traumatizing. Throughout the course of the summer, the other fish met their respective fish deaths, and we started to wonder, like, what does this mean for us? You know, like, are we bad pet parents? Like, should we try again? And we'd been living together at the time we had the fish, but our subsequent jobs had taken us to separate cities. So I guess we thought maybe having a pet together would help strengthen the relationship. So we had this inside joke about a mouse and a hamster, which is like another story. But we decided to get one of each, and we named them Mouse and Hammy. Although we did agree that in formal situations, he'd probably go by Mr. Hammerson, naturally. So when we got him at the pet store, they said, well, the two species like may or may not get along, so you should keep an eye on it. And it seemed like everything was going great for a few weeks, until I got the call from my boyfriend suggesting we rename them Ike and Tina. At which point I was like, we're going to need to double down on our real estate investment, get Mouse a place of her own. Unfortunately, we made the decision a little too late. And then I got another voicemail telling me that Mouse had also died. I was really bummed, and I called him back. I said, hey, you know, can you, like, wrap her up? I'll visit this weekend, and we'll have a little ceremony for her. And he told me she was already in the trash, like, in the dumpster before he even called. And I was upset, but, you know, I guess you couldn't be too surprised, because that was sort of my boyfriend's way of coping with painful situations, was just kind of throw everything out and move on. So now king of the castle, Hammy is living in the hamster equivalent of like an 8-bedroom luxury condo, right? And like he wants for nothing. He's our only child, so we just lavish attention upon him. He has every toy, treat, amenity. I started reading hamster blogs. Like, that's where we're at, people. It was not good. And one of the blogs said that their fur can get like a little greasy if they don't take regular sand baths, because I guess their natural habitat is in the desert. So I bought this like Costco-sized jug of this stuff called chinchilla dust. And you pour a little bowl of it, and I put it in his cage, but he's like not having it at all, and I could tell he's like starting to get a little greasy. So it would work. We'd put him in the bowl, and you sort of sprinkle the chinchilla dust on him, which seemed to do the trick, but then his tummy was still greasy, so you kind of had to moosh him in there and kind of like smoosh him around inside. I know, it was like a hamster spa. Like, this guy was so pampered, I couldn't believe it. But with all this attention, the hamster started to get a little bossy, right? Like, he learned the sound of the treat box, and he'd, like, jump on it looking for snacks, and got a little sassy. He would, like, nip at your fingers, and I was on the road every week all the time, but when I would visit on weekends, my boyfriend always had a new story about how the hamster was, like, developing a little bit of an attitude. So as the hamster got more difficult to care for, our relationship was deteriorating, and I was on the road all the time and had finally gotten a project near my boyfriend's place. But it was too late, and we ended up breaking up. And Hammy, just like so many other kids in America, like me, became a child of divorce. My boyfriend got full custody, and we decided not to talk because it was like going to be too heartbreaking. But a few weeks later, I got an email from him saying that it was just too painful to have this hamster as this reminder, and that he was going to release him in the nearby ravine if I did not come and pick him up. Clearly, this hamster is not, like, cut out for natural living, so I was like, okay, I'll come get him. So I come by at lunch, you know, I was still working nearby, and he had a key under the mat, and I opened the door, and there's Hammy in his magnificent cage, which now seems like just a crass overcompensation for other weaknesses. And then there's this box of hamster stuff, you know, there's, like, the bag of treats and the satchel of shavings and the jug of chinchilla dust. But then there's this other box, and I open up the box, and inside is everything, every card, note, ticket stub, gift. And I had asked him during the breakup not to throw anything out, and I guess this is how he chose to deal with it. And at the time, I couldn't decide whether it was extremely thoughtful for him to do this or just extremely cruel, and I decided it was probably a little bit of both. So I loaded everything up into the car, and I'm kind of like weeping softly the way mothers do, you know, like as if audible sobbing is going to upset the hamster. And I'm actually working at my client site, and it's like California, middle of the day, I can't leave him in the car, so I got to bring him inside. Now I feel like a single mom who can't afford childcare. And so I've got him like tucked under my desk, and I'm trying to play it cool, but my boss will come by my cube, and he's like, are those shavings under there? And I'm like, nothing to see here, move along. But I'm traveling too much to actually care for the hamster, so I put up a little ad on Craigslist with a little photo from Happier Times. And this really nice woman wants to adopt him, yay! So I meet her in this kind of like dumpy parking lot outside of a Starbucks in Hollywood. And I get there, and I'm loading everything into her car, and I'm telling her that he doesn't like sunflower seeds, and I teach her how to do the chinchilla dust thing. And it's getting dark, so I have to say my goodbyes. And she turns to me, and she goes, so why can't you take care of the hamster? Are you moving or something? And I said, no, not moving. Just trying to move on. Thank you.